Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Grant Owen, and this is your Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in the Studio Q at North Campus today on March 6, 2024. On today's show, we have a lot of sports talk coming up for you today, and then we're also going to talk about spring break. My guests today are Anthony Rivas. I got Nolan May also, and then Angelina Pajelico.
Ooh, that's really off, isn't that one? It's Pagliaccio, but yeah,
Pagliaccio, you got that. Yeah. Got you. All right, so let's get started. Anthony, you want to start off?
Yeah, sure. All right, so basketball was last weekend. It was both their final games. Unfortunately, they both ended up losing. Men's basketball's overall record was 11-17. Conference record was 6-14. But we got their three top leading scorers. Number 11, Zion Richardson. He was averaging 17.7 points a game with a 42% field goal range. And then we got Isaiah Foster, number two on the scoring record, with 11.9 points per game and a 39% field goal. And Nate Shockey with 9.2 points per game and a 38% field goal. And with women's basketball, they're kind of similar to men's. They ended 10-18 overall record. Conference record was 9-13. Their top leading scorers was C. Williams. She had 14.4 points per game with 46% shooting. Jay Dawson with 9.5 points per game and 34% from the field. And then we have Marianne Blass averaging 9.2 points per game and a 39% field goal. That's all I got.
Gotcha. Awesome. Angelina?
I was kind of going off and on of baseball and kind of going to lacrosse games. I was working them. The women's lacrosse team was doing really well for Quincy this weekend. They scored 20-10 against Notre Dame. It's in Ohio. Some of their like top scorers were scoring about 14 points. Their top girl, Kaylee. Her name is Kaylee. She was doing really good. I'm like, that was really good. But some of their top scorer is number 18 right now. Her name is Danielle Robinson.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So I read something about Notre Dame College. Yeah. It's actually closing down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, why? No, do you know why?
No, I have no idea.
We can look that
they,
up.
They actually closed on their 100th year anniversary of being open. So, yeah, because I know our coach is trying to recruit some of the girls from that school.
Really? For swimming?
Yeah, for swimming.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah. I did baseball. I was working baseball all weekend with Angelina. They actually had a really good weekend. They went 3-1 in the series with Davenport University. It was a doubleheader on Saturday. They split that one. A lot of runs were scored in the first three games, 24 total to runs being scored by both teams.
And didn't they only lose one game over the weekend?
Yeah, they only lost one game. And then so on Saturday, they actually hit 7 home runs as a team on the windiest day, which was crazy. They actually matched the series total of runs in one game.
Do you know the home run leader for the Hawks right now?
I'm pretty sure it's Austin Simpson, but let me check really quick.
What year is he?
I think he's a...
Got you on the facts, yeah.
Yeah, you caught me on the spot right there. he is actually a... He's a redshirt junior.
Oh, wow.
Redshirt junior.
So how does redshirts work? Do you know how they work?
I talked to Carter Lenzen about this weekend. It means they can start a certain amount of games, but they can't play in a certain amount of games. Like, I think it's like 7 or 8 games they can't play in to keep their...
Unlike swimming, you can't swim at all.
Okay. So, like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, baseball is very weird compared to a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, so... The bats were really quiet on the first three games, but then, like, I don't know what happened on Sunday. Like, 24 runs were scored in one game.
Maybe they're just warming up.
I hope so, because, I mean, they've had a rough start to the season. They went 0-7 on their trip to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
What was their record last year?
Yeah.
The record last year?
I mean, I know it was pretty good.
I think they lost less than 10 games, I'm pretty sure.
And they're already at how many losses this year?
Seven.
Seven losses?
With game one. Like,
yeah. They were 47 and 11 last year. That's including all the playoffs, though.
Oh, wow.
So they only lost 9 games in the regular season.
And they're already about to match that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so, but that's the thing is they lost two of their key bats, though. They lost Luke Napleton.
To the transfer portal.
To the transfer portal. He went to the University of Louisville.
Oh, wow.
That's so kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's up right now.
He's actually smashing the ball at Louisville right now.
Damn. Really?
So, yeah. He led the GLV, the whole D2, I think, in home runs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we also lost Gino D'Alessio to Abilene Christian University.
Okay.
So he's also killing the ball there. They're both D1 schools. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
trying to get their name on the
board. What I'm hearing from, like, baseball is, like, their recruiting in general for QU is, like, phenomenal.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've always been good. So, I mean.
Yeah, because we've been nationally ranked for since who knows how long.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a couple of kids last year that, like, signed to the MLB, right?
One got drafted,
One got drafted and a couple of them just got signed.
I think it was Chase Gockel, if I'm not wrong. He got drafted in, like, the 7th round.
Do you know to where?
The Los Angeles Angels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
L.A.
He's actually on the spring training roster right now. Like, he made the spring training team. So, I mean, yeah. So, more about baseball. I mean, they're actually got 4 more games coming up this weekend. They actually just started GLVC play. So, playing William Jewell.
Hopefully it goes well.
Battle of the Birds, baby.
Battle of the Birds.
Yeah. I like that. Oh, yeah. They also got their championship rings.
Oh.
Yeah.
They won the championship a couple weeks ago. Last year.
Yeah, they won the GLVC championship. And I think they won the Midwest region. So
how big are those rings?
They're pretty big.
Pretty nice.
Oh wow! Yeah. They actually have our hawk on it and everything too.
Yeah,
the hawk. The
the
plate.
They got diamonds.
They got diamonds.
I mean,
they blinged out.
Yeah,
man. They got diamonds.
Yeah, for real.
It's all around the band too.
Yeah, but talking about GLVC play for baseball, they did pretty good last year. GLVC play. So
yeah, hopefully they can.
Oh yeah,
keep doing that.
Yeah, they just need to get those bats going. Honestly. Yeah. Nolan, what you got for us today?
I was covering women's tennis. They started their season out not too long ago. Their overall record is 4-5 right now, so right about at 500. And recently they just beat Maryville for the first time since 2013 in a weekend sweep.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like a flawless victory, which is kind of crazy for not beating a team since 2013.
Since 2013, 11 years ago. We need a little applause for that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
That is crazy.
They're doing pretty good. I don't know when their season finishes, but hopefully they can keep it up.
I think they're about done, honestly. I think they're about to be done.
Because a lot of the women's sports end before men's sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also covered softball, and they recently had a Springfield invite where they swept day one of it. They're on a trip right now.
They're going to Orlando,
going,
right?
Where are they going at? Where are they going to?
Orlando.
Yeah,
they're going on their training trip for spring break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the spring break is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot during spring break, though. I think they have a few matches during that the training trip as well. Like, they got a few things lined up for them in total. Like,
yeah, they're like practicing at a nice
field. Oh yeah, and then they're flying there instead of driving. Yeah.
I think they're playing games too.
Yeah.
Honestly, that sucks. Like,
yeah,
I would not want to do that over my spring break.
You're telling me you wouldn't.
But you're going to Orlando though. Like,
that's true.
I mean,
true.
They're probably gonna have fun like over it, but
they definitely are going.
Yeah,
to
I mean, better weather than. Where are you from again? You're from Michigan, right?
Yeah, I'm from.
Yeah,
Michigan.
So imagine. Yeah.
Michigan to Orlando.
You're from Michigan?
I'm from Michigan.
I always thought you were from St. Louis. I don't know.
That's me.
True.
Damn.
Yeah. Detroit, baby.
You're actually from Detroit?
No.
He's from the Burbs.
The Burbs of Michigan?
Yeah.
Outside of Detroit.
So, no Southerners. Nah. Is what I'm hearing. Oh, okay, so only one.
Yeah. Texas.
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 Oh yeah.
Nice. Is every? Yeah. I do have a question for you. Okay. Is everything bigger in Texas?
Yes, it's so much better. It is so much better. Food. Better.
Wow.
Yes.
Diss to Quincy, right?
Okay.
There.
Okay, it's not a diss to Quincy. It's just
I felt. A I don't think. Diss.
I don't think anything could really step up to Texas. Womp womp to Texas. To Quincy.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Dallas Cowboys. Shout out to my boy Owen Neisel.
Oh, yeah. Not okay. For Texans, it's very split on Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Personally, no thank you.
Are you a Texans fan?
No.
Do you like football?
Kind of. But it's mainly, it's a great state for swimming. Like,
yeah.
That's some of the top people come out of there for swimming. Because right now there's over 20-plus Olympic prospects.
Fire.
Swimming's up and coming in America right now.
It really is. There's a lot more media coverage over it as well.
Thanks to Kyle Sockwell, honestly.
Oh, honestly, yeah. He's made a great name for himself over that.
Up-and-coming sport. Just like sprint football.
Yes.
Anthony, get some representation in here.
Let's get a little applause for that sprint football.
Oh, yeah, sprint football.
A little bit of that. I like the love.
Anthony, how did your sprint football season go?
To be honest with you, I forgot our season, but we...
What do you mean you forgot your season?
I forgot how... We did good. I know that. We were third in the conference. We had the number two defense. It was a little... I didn't like it because last year we had the number one defense. But we kind of bounced back.
Are you on defense?
I play offense, no.
What's your position?
This season I played O-line. I recently talked to my coaches. They want to move me to tight end, so I'll be playing tight end, H-back.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and give you guys this. I'll give you guys the – oh, appreciate it.
Big Travis Kelce over here.
Yeah. I'm the future sprint football version of Travis Kelce, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just found out I had to change my number, so 56 is gone.
What number are you now?
I'm going to pick number 7.
Ooh, good number, good
lucky,
number.
Lucky number 7, oh, yeah. You feel me? Let me search up our record.
Do you guys have spring ball, or do you guys just...
Yeah, we start spring ball April 1st.
Oh, wow.
Cool. And then...
Are you joking?
No,
I was about to say, I was like, dang.
April 1st... we've been doing weights for the past.
Thanks.
We've been doing weights for the past 3 to 4 weeks. So yeah, I just recently got my max up on the squat. I hit 365 for 5.
Big numbers. That's crazy.
That's pretty.
That's a year, bro.
Yeah.
365.
Yeah. Right.
Dang.
I squatted a whole year.
I don't think I could squat the bar right now.
Tomorrow's our bench day. I'm probably going to hit 275 for the bench.
Nah, you got to go for 3, bro.
3?
Yeah, bro.
315?
Yeah.
Nah.
Take some smelling salts or something.
So our record was 5-3. We were 3-1 at home, 2-2 away.
So this is year 2 year sprint football has been on right now?
This is, yeah, second year.
Okay.
Second year.
So they get 3 years in your contract right now?
Our contract has 3 years,
Okay.
Trying to hopefully we go to number 4.
Oh, yeah. So you can finish your season out here. Yeah. Not move anywhere.
Right.
But 3 of us are swimmers. Like, we don't really know much about that realm. We're more of just independent kind of swimmers.
Oh, true.
Like, how was your season, Owen?
I mean, overall, it was good. The conference meet kind of, it was sucked for me. But, you know.
How so?
I mean, I just did trash.
Just not good times.
Yeah, the bad times.
Just energy in general.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Was that same for you, Grant? You nodding your head?
I don't know. It was just...
It was just a different experience, huh?
It was long.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was a whole week.
That's what I'm hearing right now is the to your guys' season.
I mean,
season.
For swimming, for our conference, it's about 5 days. We have to swim morning and afternoon. It takes everything out of you. It does. But
I actually couldn't breathe.
Air starts, the air quality starts going down after 5 days and that many people in the arena. Wow. It just depends on really how you're feeling.
Like the next week when I came back to school, classes because I was so sick.
Everyone got super sick.
But I hate swimming.
Yeah, you hate swimming? Yeah. It's a no-go?
It's a lot of pressure, too. Yeah. Because we have the, I think it's like, I saw a stat about this, it's the sixth fastest conference, including D1 conferences.
Yes, wow. Yes. Quincy is number one for D2. Or not Quincy, sorry. The GLBC, yeah. Is, my bad, not Quincy.
I wish we were number one.
Outside of the Power 5, conferences were like the fastest conference.
Yeah, for swimming.
Like in all of college.
Because most people that go to the GLBC for swimming, especially, they are Olympic prospects in their countries.
Yeah.
So all these like big time guys and girls are swimming here and going faster than D1s.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to fathom that whenever you come here for D2 swimming.
I mean, right. There was a guy last year who had like the seventh fastest time, including D1, until like the big meets happened in the 200 fly.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
He's American, though.
This guy was American. USA. But there's so many great international.
You guys have a lot of Europeans on the
team.
Oh, yeah.
South America.
We need more Americans next year.
Yeah.
But
we're not getting more
Americans. Send love to the international.
Oh, big time. They're helping our team out a lot.
Yeah, because they're all fast, too.
Yeah, like, they are. They're crazy fast.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right. So spring break's coming up.
Spring break.
So what's your guys' plans?
I'm going back home, back to Chicago. Really got nothing much on me.
For me, I'm not really going back to Texas. It's too expensive. Yeah. Flights down there are about like $300 right now.
Road trip. As the drive, yeah.
Oh, the drive's 17 hours. It's about 14 and a half.
Yeah.
And easy.
I don't feel like doing that for like a couple of days and then coming back up here.
I got a long drive, personally. Too.
How long are you going?
Two and a half.
Two and a half.
He's capping.
I actually am going to Indy, though. Indianapolis.
Oh, so that's 5 hours.
Me and my girlfriend are going on a day trip.
Okay, nice.
So we're going to spend the day in Indianapolis, tour the Speedway.
Nice.
And go watch a Pacers game.
Ooh.
That's fire.
Even though I've never seen anything about NBA.
Well, I'm going to watch an NBA game, too, in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. You driving back home. More record-setting losses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pistons are like terrible.
10 losses in a row.
No, it was 28.
28?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was less.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was there for initial record-setting loss like in a row. Wow.
I was looking at the standings the other day. I don't even think they're in the worst spot
right now. No, the Wizards are below.
The Wizards have been doing so bad.
Yeah. It's kind of rough. I have like a whole list for things I'm doing when I go home to Michigan, though.
Oh, all right.
Let's hear.
I'm going to the Detroit Zoo.
Okay.
I'm going to play mini golf.
Okay.
I'm going go-karting.
Are these all your ideas? Huh? Yeah. Are you going with people? Yeah, like, come on, you gotta describe.
My girlfriend's coming home with me.
This isn't telling you.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah.
No one just wants to sit down and play video games.
No, I'd just be sleeping.
Yeah.
Sounds like his girlfriend made the list.
Yeah.
No, I made the list.
Oh, you made the list. Okay, that's impressive.
She doesn't know what's in. She doesn't know what's in Michigan. I'm going to an art museum. I'm going to an aquarium.
Oh,
art
wow. Museum. She got you. Yeah, she got you. She got like you. Art,
all the local restaurants that are like.
So, like, who's paying for all this, bro?
Me, bro.
Oh, wow.
You got it like that?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wow. You got money.
Is Detroit expensive?
I mean, downtown, yeah.
What's the gas like?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, where I'm at, it's like the same as here.
Oh, so like,
be honest.
$3? Dude,
downtown Chicago is like $5.
Yeah,
wow.
It's bad.
See, I'm not used to that. Like Texas, $2 right now. It's like $2.20.
I go home.
Yeah.
$2.50 right now.
Yeah.
So the gas prices aren't bigger, is what you're telling me.
Hey, that's like, do you want it to be bigger?
That's what I'm
saying.
You want it to be nice and low. It was $1.90 during the summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it gets low.
Wow. It was like $2.20 in Missouri, like down by St. Louis.
Yeah. Like, if you find $1.95, you look.
It doesn't matter if you just filled up.
You fill up.
Yeah.
Because that's what, $2 you get?
Because everyone's going to go to that gas station and just go.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Is it true that in Texas there's no taxes? Or am I?
Not as many.
There's not as many taxes.
Yeah.
Like,
so you still pay tax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah, of course. But like our toll tags
tax and
like
evading.
Like car tags are completely different than y'all's. Y'all got a sticker on like your plate.
Yeah.
Ours is more on our windshield. Ours are on our windshield. So like cops can't really pull me over for tags. I'm like, they can't read them here. I'm being so serious.
Have you gotten pulled over here for that?
No. And I hope that I don't. But Anyways, back to sports. Let's start talking about sports. Let's not talk about anything sports. Like that. More sports. Like, are y'all still working out during your y'all's off season? Because we're all on off season. Are y'all working out? Are y'all going for it? Don't want to.
I know a bunch of the boys on the swim team have been playing basketball a lot and playing pickleball. Yeah. I mean, me and Nolan have been playing catch recently.
I'm a hooper.
hooper is crazy. Yeah. I've been trying to get you guys in the hoops back in.
Let us know.
I played with Anthony.
Yeah. Bro, we used to play all last year.
Yeah, every day, like almost.
Yeah.
We got one hoop session now. We gotta get at least five more.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah,
I need five more.
Five more? No, we gotta get
like today.
Oh, today is crazy. We actually could today. My class got canceled today. So,
oh really?
Class late?
6:30.
Oh my god,
nice.
That's awful.
It got canceled though, so it's not as awful.
What class was it?
Business law.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a class you want to get canceled.
Honestly. Yeah. So I found out that the teacher is actually he teaches on the side. So this is like
This is his hustle. Yeah, he's just hustling this. This is his side hustle. Okay.
Really.
And he's actually an attorney for Quincy. Like,
oh, that's
so
cool.
That's his main job. And we're his side hustle, basically. I'm like, that's crazy.
So just in case he loses a case, he's still got that extra income.
Yeah, honestly.
Bro, his low-paying job as a college professor, like...
That's his low-paying job, yeah.
I don't
that's,
think... Do college professors get paid make that bad?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. I don't think they get paid
I'm though. Saying, like, attorneys get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. If he loses a case, he's got that extra income.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got banged. He's definitely got banged. I don't know.
Yeah. Does he dress fancy?
He I think he tries. I noticed
he doesn't, then.
What's his name?
John Citro. Oh.
Shout out, John Citro.
Shout out my boy, John, bro. Let's get a little, yeah. A little love for my boy, John.
You got to get more of it. Yeah.
All right. What's up with you guys, though? Where are you? What are we doing next? Like, off-season wise.
We're just living life.
Oh, we
start back in, like, April?
Yeah, we start mandatory.
Yeah, practice. Yeah.
3 days a week for swimming. Plus the 3 days a week for the weight room.
Do you guys practice on the weekends?
Yeah, Saturday.
Not off season, but
like during we have
during
six,
season.
Yeah.
Dude, they got us practicing off season on Saturdays, and I was like, "What? Wow.
That's not terrible. The weather's gonna be nice though."
What time? What time
on the field?
6:30
in the morning.
P.M.
Oh,
whoa,
that's gonna be nice that's just, too. As soon as
I mean, yeah,
warmer,
but that's in the middle of your
isn't
day.
Isn't it dark?
Yeah,
and it's, you're practicing in
wait.
The dark.
But we have the lights in the field.
Yeah,
come on, man.
It's my fault. Hey, I don't know.
That was very
hey, he's a swimmer.
I don't go to the football
yeah,
field.
He doesn't go there. That's a region he doesn't go.
I'm hearing that you don't support me.
I've been to every single game, Anthony.
Have you really? I feel
every
like
sprint
you're
game?
I'm not going to lie. I have not been to a single sprint football
game in
2 years I've been here.
I'm still trying to figure out where to go watch a swim meet. So.
Hardly here though.
Yeah, there's no stands. Like you have to sit in the gym.
That's
we're working on it.
I think Brian's actually trying to get stands.
He is.
He's trying to get that office get taken down this summer.
Yeah. Because he's trying to get something better for us, and he has like a 4-year, 5-year plan right now.
Yeah.
Trying to unfold for the swimmers because we are doing pretty well and getting there, especially
for a second year program.
Oh yeah. We're making name for ourselves, top 8 in conference.
Yeah, and the fastest D2 conference.
So we're getting a lot of recruits too. We have 6 women and
like 3 men.
But we need more women. We
had like 25 come in last year though.
Yeah.
So like
25
people.
Like
you have
recruits?
We have 28 men right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No,
we
I'm saying
three men last year.
Talking about the whole class.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think he's trying to heavily recruit because we.
Oh yeah,
have
no,
so many
he's trying to recruit women.
We gotta get those fast people.
We're trying to get women, more women.
Yeah, we actually do have a swimmer going to nationals right now.
We do.
Though. Wow.
Yeah, I want to see them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wyatt Walsh.
Wyatt Walsh.
Dub dub. It's
tea
time.
Oh, it's
tea time.
He's from England.
He's from England. Yeah.
I thought he was always Australian. I don't know.
Australian.
I felt like when I met him, I felt an Australian accent.
That's fair. It's not really like a proper English accent. I would say.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Oh, he's definitely from Australia.
He's from like a small town. His parents are in the military too.
So. He refers to it as like a country English accent.
Oh, he's like okay.
Yeah, he likes
that
to hunt. He likes to hunt and fish.
Okay.
Dirty
that's
English accent.
Dirty English accent. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. We love Wyatt. All right. So is that all we got today? I think that's all we have.
As far as I know. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. And good night, everyone.